The Traveler's Journal, May 8th, investigating travel insurance. The subject includes many issues, but health coverage is always the first concern. Most travelers have some medical coverage, but will it provide protection out of state or out of the country? Blue Cross generally does, but many HMO plans and health insurance policies do not. If that's the case, take out a short-term health and accident policy for your trip. Flight insurance is another story. Considering the tiny odds of being injured in a plane crash, buying a few hours of protection at relatively huge premiums makes little sense. If you're short on life insurance, buy an accidental death and dismemberment policy. Protection for damage or loss of personal items is another questionable buy, especially if you're already covered by homeowners insurance. Trip cancellation insurance is more important these days. This covers deposits or fees that would be lost if a trip is interrupted or canceled due to illness, personal problems, or in some cases, even bad weather. It may also protect you against airline strikes or bankruptcy. But it is costly, about $5 for every 100 worth of coverage. Since airline tickets can usually be at least partially credited, only get extra protection if putting down big deposits. But before buying, ask if the policy is backed by a major insurer. Cruise lines and tour operators often sell their own coverage, but that doesn't help if the company goes belly up. It pays to know for what and how well you're covered before you leave, rather than finding out when you really need it. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. For more information, visit our website, travelersjournal.com.